It's the Monday before Christmas, and I can feel electric anticipation in the room.
Yes.
Buzz, are you excited for Christmas?
We're all excited for the holidays, Rob.
Because here it is, the 19th of December.
It is.
And with only just a handful of shopping days.
I'm hoping there's a countdown at some point in the show.
Well, you keep your fingers crossed. That could happen. Do you hear something?
I do.
It's the door.
Countdown will have to wait.
Look at that ethereal magic.
Merry Christmas!
It's like
I float above you in the earth. I am in the vapor.
Enter and
look
sign in, please.
Mother
Oh,
dear. We're going to have to edit that out.
How you doing down there?
Is that Kim Jong-il?
Yeah, it's Kim Jong-il, the ghost of Kim Jong-il floating above you.
An eel cloud.
At all my people crying tears. So sad that I am gone.
Yes.
Hundreds of millions of people falling on their knees and sobbing.
A lot of foolish people.
Because I am no longer the dear leader.
I thought that footage looked a little old.
I thought your hair looks a little old.
What does that even mean?
What are you trying to be a girl with your big giant ponytail? What's wrong with you,
you're
Rob?
You're still a punk, even in death.
Yeah, I'm a punk too, old man. Don't you give me a hard time. I'll haunt you for the rest of your life in your dreams.
Even though you are floating above us, and just so people know, you're floating
above. That's right, I'm floating above you right 18 now.
18 inches above our heads.
That's right, yeah. I can float over to you, ponytail.
Hey.
You think that makes you look hip?
Yes.
You look like a throwback to the 60s. What's wrong with you?
True.
Perhaps my hair should be like yours?
Yeah. I got perfect hair, just like your co-worker, Oscar.
My question is...
Hi, Oscar.
Hey, now.
Big weekend for you, huh?
I didn't know you were going to die. I'm sorry.
Sorry about dying. I'm happy now that I'm a ghost.
Now, you are floating about 18 inches above our head.
Yeah, that's right. I'm floating above your head. Now I can move over here. Look. I move over here. And then I move over here.
Oh,
I'm over here now.
Do you still wear heels?
I got platform shoes, you know that, elevator.
Platform?
And I had a collection of 25,000 American Hollywood pictures.
Oh, speaking of Hollywood, you know, you remind me of someone from Hollywood.
Oh, my son's going to screw things up big time. He's a real retard.
He's very young and inexperienced.
I don't care because I'm dead now.
That's right. No longer your problem.
You remind me of someone from Hollywood.
Who's that?
You ever seen the movie The Hangover?
Mr. Chow. You're not the first one that has said that.
You sound like
Look
him.
At me.
Said what?
My penis is the exact same size.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
How
in The Hangover 2, where you really see it. What a terrible movie that was.
You not like
what
that?
What a piece of crap.
I didn't like it either.
I just didn't think Zach Galifianakis was all that funny.
Nope.
Would have been better with you in it.
I think so. Dear leader.
Yes.
What movies do you like?
I like all the Hollywood classics. Mm-hmm. I like The Godfather.
You love Celebrity.
I like Godfather. I like Scarface. Mm-hmm. I like Goodfellas.
Oh, gangster movies.
Let me see. What else do I like? Well, I like gangster movies. I like Patton.
Oh.
I like all the war movies.
Military
I like
war movies.
What's that one with Tom Hanks where Matt Damon?
Top Gun?
Splash? No, not Splash. Come on, shut up, guys. I'm talking about the war
Cocktail,
movies.
Cocktail.
Saving Private Ryan.
A lion.
Yeah, Saving Private Lion.
Hey, have you ever seen the movie 16 Candles?
16 Candles? You know what? I never got turned on by Molly Ringwald.
I thought perhaps
her mouth is just too big with big fat lips.
I thought perhaps you'd like the character of Long Duck Dong.
That's good.
You like that?
What's the other one with, who's the guy that played Batman? I'm trying to
Jackie
think.
Chan?
Jackie, no, not Jackie Chan. What are you
Batman.
Doing? Come on. I know, this is the one.
Sidney Toler is Charlie Chan.
No, not Sidney Toler. That goes back too far. I'm talking about the one with the Japanese car company.
Oh, Michael Keaton and Gung Ho.
Gung Ho!
Yes.
I know you love everything with Getty Watanabe.
You a-holes know your movies.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe we could party sometime, I think you guys are a bunch of jerks.
What do you do now?
I haunt Barack Obama.
Yeah?
You get all the presidential candidates, too.
Oh, good.
Rick Pelley?
Oh, no, Sarah Palin.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I like to get a good squeeze on those guns.
Well, sure.
Yes, sir.
You can get past security?
I had a big collection of American pornography, too.
Really?
What was your favorite?
I like Debbie Does Dallas, the original.
Oh, the original classic.
The original was really good,
yeah.
You know, in those days, I like it because they all have real hair.
That's true.
You like that?
I don't like shaving.
No.
Shaving's no good. Now.
Do you shave?
Oh, yes.
Wait, you don't have to. You're
well,
already
I shave. I shave to clean the area, and then I have a merkin.
Oh, that's right.
I said, I want the exact same merkin. I want the exact same style as Ron Jeremy.
Oh.
Yeah, if you can't have, the big thing, you might as well have the right hairline.
Now, in life...
That was really gross and not particularly funny.
It kind of gave me a bad feeling.
You know what I'm thinking about right now?
What's that?
Start the effing show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding... outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus. Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
Mm-mm. You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you.
Oh. What would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you.
Oh, come now, you must want something.
Whatever I want, my mother will get for me. If it's sensible and doesn't cost too much, of course.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
I've made the martinis triple strength, and she feels wonderful. Here, I bet.
Hello? Hello?
No. Oh, dear.
Thank you, darling. Hello?
No, dear.
Oh, darling, how silly of me. Hello? Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You know, you would think you do 70, 80 minutes a day from your living room sofa.
Yes.
And you would think you wouldn't have that holiday thing that happens where you, like, lose momentum focus. And you lose interest and focus in the show.
Right.
Count, if you're keeping score at home,
right.
Keep track of that Kim Jong-il bit where I lost interest in that bit about three-quarters of the way through it.
Well,
I lost
me.
My complete mojo for doing it, and since I couldn't cuss like Mr. Chow as much as I wanted to, I had no interest in doing it anymore.
I think it's your curse, because most people, when they go to work, they are not seated 20 feet from their Christmas tree. I mean, you've got garland and everything,
yes,
and even though we've got the curtains closed, I can still see that gorgeous shining fur.
Very festive.
Yeah.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Fiber Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It's Monday, December 19th, and we're over 11 million downloads and still growing.
Well, there's that.
Our show today is brought to you by Mangrates.
Oh, excellent.
We have the creator of Mangrates in here on Friday's
very
show.
Very nice, man.
The Mangrates Grill Enhancement System is a slam dunk holiday gift for any griller. A Mangrate, 8 pounds of 100% made in America cast iron. It's a great gift,
it
and
is.
I still think you're shipping them.
Today.
Is today the day?
We all got to work at 7 a.m. this morning, and we're printing out the labels, and I get to see where all the orders are coming from.
Not 7 a.m. last night?
No, I thank everyone for really supporting the cause, and it's very kind of you.
Thank you so much. Great. And how are you surviving with your incredible schedule of we'll get
updates,
to you in a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mangrate, 8 pounds of 100% made in America cast iron. They seal in the juices, give steakhouse grill marks, and now they come with the world's best grill brush.
Mike,
what, Rob?
Mike, I'm glad you brought up that grill brush.
Is this about the brush?
You know, it comes imprinted, embossed, if you will, with the Mike O'Mara Show logo, and it's great. Do you know what that brush was used for?
What's that?
In life. Kim Jong-il used that brush to make his hair look like that.
That's wonderful.
Wow. In life.
That's terrific.
We've lost him now.
Thank you very much.
But in life, he
thank
used
you.
That
you
very brush.
You can have one, too.
Mangrates are just $19.99 each plus shipping and handling. Get your Mangrates right here. Click the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Click it.
On today's show, party recap, including the booze thief.
I bet
nobody knew about that, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody made off with some stuff.
Really?
Including something that's very... I have lots of stuff you could take from the O'Mara Liquor Cabinet. Yeah. I wouldn't even know that it went missing.
Right.
Sure.
I believe this is important to me. I'm very concerned about that. The booze thief, Oscar being Oscar, the attack on O'Merica, which we all participated in. I love our sponsors, and I'll mention all of them. We want to thank Brian from the Oakton Wine Shop who came by.
Yes.
Evan from Mangrates was here. Wolf, terrific guy, the Bratwurst King, who hung out and
wonderful.
Had a great time
I'd
with all of us.
I'd love to say, Mike, I want to thank you for having me.
Mike from CB Lucas, and of course, Jimmy sending over his surrogate, Gizmo, to make the special shooters for us. Did I miss anybody? I think I tried to write it all down
CB
this morning.
Lucas here.
I mentioned that Mike from CB Lucas.
Lake Manassas
You listen
limo?
To the same show I'm listening to?
Sorry, I was trying to just rattle through my brain.
Lake Manassas Limo was your private ride.
It was Oscar's ride home.
Yeah, it got me home.
Yeah, like 2 minutes after the shows were
it's
over.
Served the show. You don't care because you were here.
I was here. That's right. Yes, you're goddamn right. And don't forget course, that, Burbank.
And of course,
we'll get to your eyes in a second.
All right. The owner of Amazon was here. And Philip J.
Gain?
Pro, yeah, Gain Foster was here, yeah. And Mrs. the Widow Foster was here.
That everybody? Did we cover
everything? Nice job.
Buzz's illness. We'll talk about that. Rob and RJ attended another party last night at Jimmy's holiday party that he had off campus. A thought about banks in general, the banks where you keep your money, not Tyra or anything like that. but I'm just pissed anyway. And
you manage your bank.
And I have to ask this to start the show: why Frankie is attracted to Rob's spot?
Yeah, that's a good
that's where Frankie goes every time.
Yep. Yeah.
And we caught Frankie last night. Carl and I were watching TV together, watching the Survivor finale.
Yes.
Riveting television.
You know, Mike, what I love about you is even at a man of your advanced age, you're bettering yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much. By watching Survivor?
Yes.
Yeah. I actually get caught. If I can get motivated with even one or two characters, I can watch a Survivor. I can still get motivated.
Well, that's why it's still on TV. Yeah, millions and millions of people watch it.
The formula really does work. It really does. And if you got people who are slimy enough, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
There are always plenty of those.
A very Jesus season this year.
Oh. And Jesus lost.
Yes,
in the end. What? I hate to say that during Christmas week.
I was going
to
say right before his birthday.
Yeah. Yes, Jesus lost.
Yeah, well,
because,
damn it.
Because you can't.
I enjoyed it.
You can't say. On Survivor, you can say to somebody, listen, trust me. I promise you I will do it.
Right.
You can't say, as a Christian man, I swear to you I will take you. And then screw somebody because it doesn't. You do that once and you're done, and that's what Coach did.
Worked for centuries.
And I didn't understand the
Coach's. I wonder how John Dalton would have handled that.
John Fairplay Dalton?
Oh, he's a good friend of yours.
You know, we should get John to. He's occasionally in the neighborhood. I should get him to stop by.
I'd love that. He's a fun man.
Be good to see him again.
Then we can all better ourselves.
You don't like my friend Fairplay, do you?
He's fine.
I like him.
Have you seen his Christmas card?
I saw it in your kitchen.
I have not.
Oh, it's
lovely. Yeah,
Mark, do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it in here so we can show Rob.
Very cute.
What verse did he choose this year? something from Luke?
Johnny Fairplay Dalton.
John Dalton.
One of the great evil villains of Survivor history. You know, somehow we hooked up and had a good time at my bar years ago.
He brought his infant.
He did. That was another. Yes, but the first time he just showed up.
Yes.
And I ended up hanging with him, and he told me wonderful stories about Hollywood and misbehavior and whoring and drugging. And
see, he would have lied and did lie, but he was charming about it. And we enjoyed it.
And now he's a family man. He's got a little kid, and I believe he's got total sole custody of his child.
Isn't that a cute photo?
Know what the best thing about this is?
What's
it says it's from Johnny and Piper Fairplay.
That's right. Piper is his daughter.
But her name is not Fairplay.
And I believe Mama is now no longer in the equation. I think she probably has some custody, but
that's sweet.
That's sweet is not how I would describe it. But they seem to have a really good relationship.
Yes.
And I'm all for him. You know, he's what? Why are you looking at me?
You're the one who whipped out the car.
So I didn't whip it out until Mark to get it off
you're the one who said that you're all for him. What does that even mean?
Well, as a divorced man, I know how difficult it can be when you have children and there is a breakup.
That's true.
You know, it's a very tough situation.
And he continues to reinvent himself.
He's delightfully entertaining.
He is the Teflon star.
You can see him, I believe, at some of the finer Canadian wrestling matches.
He'll box anybody.
Yeah, he's
for
terrific.
Dough.
So anyway, I don't know how we got talking about him. But.
John
But anyway, Frankie came. I noticed that Frankie came in through the den with that little walk of his. And then Carla noticed
Does he have
that
a different walk when he has to drop?
He had his little wiener had moisture on the end of it, so we knew that he had dropped a little
He really
pee-pee.
Likes me.
And it was right where your feet are.
And you know what? He's still not even the dog I hate the most in this house.
I know. Beluga
Especially
is.
After Friday.
Beluga. Oh, yeah.
What happened Friday?
These are little dogs, and I love them, but they're really out of control, and they're horribly behaved, and they're totally spoiled, and I'm not proud of that. And I really think that if they were larger dogs, like if they were retriever size, I might be able to discipline them, but
Yes.
Beluga.
Well, let me
Beluga
just...
was just out of control.
The first time Beluga misbehaved, it's on me, because even though the fruitcakes were packaged and sealed... I watched the dog walk up and with a deft, swift hit of the paw, remove the lid, and immediately began to lick and nuzzle the fruitcake.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that
devour it.
It was okay because Carla, I guess, okay with dog spit, said she will take that fruitcake.
Right.
How dare you say that?
Later, I moved them back.
Carla, okay with dog spit. Well, good, she married me.
Good to know.
So then I moved the fruitcakes back into the shopping bag with the handles.
Right.
Beluga got one in there.
Oh, yeah. No.
Fruitcake two, gone. So I leave them in the bag, put them on the dining room table. Mm-hmm. Carrie comes to me and says, Beluga is on the dining room table.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Eating a fruitcake.
Wow. Yeah.
How were the BMs of that little shit
they
dog
had
this
the,
weekend?
Carla took the dog out, but said that there were the pieces of fruit. And he's just completely, did he get into nuts, too?
Oh, yeah, he got into nuts as well.
Melissa's nuts.
Yeah.
Melissa's nuts.
You could take that in so many different ways.
I know. I got no
mic. So how's your wife doing?
She's doing great.
All right. Say hi.
I will.
Thank you. Anyway.
Mark had a great weekend.
No, I had a nice chat with, I like Melissa a lot.
Yes. Wow.
I really do. I mean that in a bad way. I mean, she's very nice. And we had a nice.
Pretty mouth. And
we had a nice chat. Right.
Did you hear what she said, or did you just see the lips moving in here?
She came by here, and I chatted with Marcia for a while, mm-hmm. and I chatted with Melissa, uh-huh. and then I chatted with Carrie out on the patio.
Who I bet Carrie was probably on, like, super good behavior because she's really flipped out that you think that she over-talked to you at Jimmy's.
Uh-oh. Is she on double secret probation?
No, she can do whatever she wants. Okay. But was she on better behavior?
She was.
Yeah,
I was so blottoed by the end of the party.
Didn't
I
show.
Didn't even remember. I was well. It was just
it was the
not
sessions
with me
the end of the first show.
Rob and I probably talked to each other at the end of the night. And that was when we were both at our drunkest.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So if we can be like sitting there talking to each other and that's it, we're fine because it doesn't matter how smashed we
we're
get.
We're matched.
Because we are fine with that. And Wolf was there, the Bratwurst King, at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know, you escaped, like you flew out, you blew out of here.
I had to leave
so fast.
I had to leave.
Why did you have to leave?
Because the ride was at 5:30. I asked if they could push it back. They couldn't push it back.
Right.
That was my ride. That was my ride home. I didn't want to leave. I had to leave.
Oh, okay. All right. And your friend, she left
yes,
too?
Yeah, she's no longer my friend, though.
Diana?
No.
Oh, the other friend.
All right, listen. Here's the thing.
Yes.
You are no longer, and this does not speak to our good friend Diana, our new friend Diana.
Oh, she's awesome.
This speaks to you.
Yes.
You are no longer allowed to bring randos to a party
yes.
if you are going to completely and utterly abandon them.
Ignore them.
You are not allowed.
I try to connect with Diana.
How can you connect with somebody you're not even standing next to?
I said, Diana, twice I asked her, would you like to come to the kitchen and hang out? No, I'm fine. I want to watch America.
You know, what's funny is I saw something on Facebook that Diana posted, which really made me feel good.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
She said that Oscar kept trying to ask me. He kept asking me to go to the kitchen to talk.
Yeah, to hang
she
out.
She said, all I wanted to do was sit and watch TWIO.
That's right.
So I made an effort. Mm-hmm. I made an effort.
She wanted to
and
see
you
the
know
show.
What? Not telling me no. I was like, okay.
The way he said it, it almost sounds like, can we put you at the kids' table? I know you're having a good time, but could you go to the kitchen?
She was sitting out here, and she's very kind and very nice, she was watching the show. And I
and
said,
she's pretty.
I said, do you want to come and hang out in the kitchen? We're all hanging out in the kitchen. She said, no, I want to watch This Week in America.
Right.
Twice mm-hmm. she told me that. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's cool, no problem.
All right.
Not even RJ says that
you tell me,
on the show.
You tell me if you want me to stop on this next line of questioning that I have to ask you.
Oh, boy. That's fine.
Because I have to.
That's fine.
I have to. Because it was said by a number of people.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. The other woman that you...
Yes. The other woman.
Well, no, the woman you brought.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's like a celebrity lookalike.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
She's and you know the lookalike I'm talking
Jennifer
about.
Jennifer Garner.
No!
No, come on.
Your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no.
She's like a carbon copy of your ex-girlfriend. Well, I'm wondering, is that your... You
he
has get
a
this
type.
Mold.
I have a type.
Yeah. You
have
that's
shape
your type. It was
very
just
pretty.
Like, it was very...
Smart. She was lovely.
Buckets. Yes.
No, I like skinny women. I do.
Right.
And she's very beautiful.
She
I'm very
was
lucky.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, very lucky.
But this woman that you came to the party with?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Though she no longer cares for my company.
Why is that?
And well, based on her at the party, she didn't give a rat's ass about anybody's company.
Well, no. She was thought she was nice. I think she's
nice
very quiet.
I didn't have a nice chat with her.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I think, this is the thing.
She gave me a hot food.
You guys are all on notice that I will not be drinking for 30 days.
Uh-huh.
Did you drink at the Big O and Dukes thing on Saturday too?
Yeah.
Somebody write
like,
this
did you,
down.
I mean, did you?
I jumped off stage on Saturday night.
And did
and,
you?
And crowd surfed.
Because the limo was leaving?
No. I know. I crowd surfed. I haven't crowd surfed. I think I not even the days I worked at a rock station.
Did
I
you linger after that party? After that show was over?
No,
you,
when the show was done, actually the night was done, and then I think we signed some autographs and left.
Okay,
that's
all
it.
Right, all right.
But I did linger because you know how I got home?
How?
Ren Mulberry drove me home.
Again.
Oh boy,
Ren.
And Ren probably took a 2-hour nap on my couch on Saturday night.
Wow, he is so speaking in code.
Yes. No. Seriously, I remember waking up and I'm looking around. Because for some reason, I said I need a safe ride home, and our friend Ren, it's a friend mm-hmm. of both shows yeah. and all of us in this room, mm-hmm. she's like, look, I can give you a ride home. And I said, no problem.
Was there a gesture when she used the word ride?
The problem...
I can give you a ride.
No, Ren is just a friend. The problem is...
Stop, you're on video. Stop that.
I'm sorry.
It's Christmas.
The problem with that ride was that I had brought a date, the same date I brought here, uh-huh. to the actual show.
Oh, so you didn't ruin that here?
No. And then I left without her, with Ren.
Oh.
I left her at the venue.
Why do you do that?
La, la, la. Well, Buzz, if I had the answer to that, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah, I know.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Or the girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. I try not to ask too many questions. You know what I mean.
That might be a pretty pertinent question.
Okay.
That being said...
I heard she might have a boyfriend.
You can only
or a husband.
I might have heard.
Oh, well, she's not married. That's for sure.
She's not married.
She's not married.
Where did that come up? How did that get into my ear?
She has a child. She was married.
Oh, she was married.
Yeah, she was married.
She has a child like Piper Dalton.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of all of that, I literally. While it was a great time on Saturday night, I woke up the next day and I had disrespected so many friendships and disrespected, like, even my...
You were borderline here with This Week in America.
Yes. Oh, that was great. That was great shtick. I remember that.
No, but I mean, I think people will... I agree. And that was just what This Week in America needs.
Set up.
Let me say this before. Yes. Wait, you know what? We'll discuss the whole This Week in America thing when we come back. Let's take a break. Uh-huh. When we come back, we will talk about Oscar alienating friends, quitting drinking. We will talk about Buzz's illness.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And everything else when we come back.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Welcome back to MikeO'BarryShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by our good friend Brian over at the Oakton Wine Shop.
The best.
Carla enjoyed his wines all weekend long, and I want to say thank you on behalf of her. The holidays are coming, and wine is a great gift for everyone on your list. Tis the season to stop by Oakton Wine Shop and pick up a gift certificate or a holiday gift basket. Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers, and 50 cheeses and pâtés. This gentleman knows his stuff, Brian Gauthier over there. He's such a good friend of our show.
Nice
and,
people.
You know, of all the advertisers we have, I say this really, not to diminish anybody else, but Brian is the most enthusiastic and supportive of this show, and we are so grateful
good
for
guy.
His positive feedback. And when he comes here, I've always got like 8 bottles of wine lying around and a case of wine glasses. It's fantastic.
And Sessions beer.
The Sessions beer was which got me started.
And yet someone stole your liquor.
Yes, I got to get to that.
Yeah. I love he shows up with his own stemware.
Hope my absolutely.
More guests should do that.
Oakton Wine Shop, 703-255-5425, or hit their ad on our website. Yeah, at the end of the night, Zoolander brought some marshmallow vodka. I think he brought that with him. Didn't
sounds great.
Did he bring it
out before we got started, and he bought it there.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's very sweet, Mike. It tastes like vanilla.
Did he take it with him?
I don't know.
Somebody took it.
Is it in the freezer?
Oh. Is it in the freezer?
I put it in the freezer because I did not like it.
Can you go see if it's in the freezer?
Jabari's here. He could go.
Would you look for my bottle of absinthe while you're out there?
You're 1792?
Yeah.
That's here.
Okay, cool.
That's here. I put that in my liquor cabinet.
It's all my work.
Do you want that back?
I would. Well, if you don't mind.
Well, I thought you brought it as a gift.
Well, I could.
You could pour it in your eye if you'd like.
I thought you brought it, you know.
Okay.
All right, you may keep it.
No, you can have it because I won't drink it. I won't drink it, so I'll give it to you. But
you
I bought a brand new bottle of Bailey's.
Oh.
And it's the holidays. That's Bailey's.
Oh, you need
and that's
it.
That's my good stuff.
Yes. And it's missing?
It went missing. Someone stole a bottle of Bailey's.
I bet
someone stole a bottle of Bailey's, bud.
Well, I know it's not me because all I did on Friday is leave things here.
Yeah, I know.
We all did.
I definitely didn't take it.
I didn't get my fruitcakes.
I'm not a big fan of Bailey's. How did you know it was gone?
Just because everything, the bar was on the kitchen counter.
Yes.
And I let Carla off the hook, and there it is.
Oh, there we go.
And there's a lot of it left.
Stole anything.
Let's have some now.
Oh,
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, Mike, that's good. On me. I put it in the freezer.
You put that right back in the freezer, RJ.
I think it should be served cold. Very, very cold.
It's cold now,
put
Rob.
Put it right back in the freezer.
It's not what I need right now, Buzz.
That's what I need.
He was going to put it down.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was going to stay here forever.
It was
what he does.
Until someone stole it.
It was going to turn back into marshmallows.
That Carla
put it
be,
away!
Carla will be so happy.
Jesus!
It's the speedy moves in. All right, so that's it. I'll take a look for the Baileys because now I don't think we have a thief.
It might be around.
So getting back to you and
drinking.
And your drinking.
Yes.
On This Week in America, I would say anyone that's going to be listening to This Week in America, that is going to be the highlight of our shows between Christmas and New Year's.
And I think Steve will air this one because of the electricity that's on. I think it'll air on KCJ.
Then I got a lot of editing to do.
Well, then you best do that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, a lot of editing.
But then again, Mark, you don't have to work the 25th.
No, that's true. That's true.
But it was really a chance for everybody to air the dirty laundry from This Week in America.
And the thing that was so wild is I asked Mark, I said, was that like a four-hour episode of This Week in America? He says, no, it was like 61 minutes. It seemed like there was just so much in it.
Wow. Well, Oscar set the table at the end of our second show of the Mike O'Mara show.
Right.
He set the table by starting to bash America and all the people on it.
Right. It was awesome.
And so it really set the mood for the show following.
It was awesome.
It was totally awesome.
That's
funny.
And, I mean, if you look, there's a picture of me. As I did the bashing, I had Frankie inside my sweater, his head poking out.
Oh, I forgot about
that. I think I'm holding like a bottle of wine or liquor in my hand.
And
a snowman at that point.
Oh, I came in over the weekend. All I saw was the snowman sitting in Mark's chair.
Yeah.
Like leaning in Mark's chair, like tipped over.
Drunk.
Yeah. It really does. Ridiculous. That looks like a picture that Matthew Brady would take during the Civil War. It's like the remnants of the party is a snowman on Mark's chair.
It felt like a roast.
It was
nice.
But I mean, I had some issues.
I don't know that it was nice.
I had to get, I got some stuff off my chest.
You did.
I truly did.
Somebody's here, you know.
Who's that?
The one that you got. You know, you aired out some of your grievances too.
Jabari is here.
Jabari's present.
Oh, let's get Jabari in here for a second. Jabari, come on in.
Here he comes.
Is he sitting on the stairs again?
JB to the witness stand.
All right. He sits on the stairs like a kid that's being punished every time he comes in.
Well,
that Jabari, you were here for what was that? What did I miss? What did I miss?
Because Mike came off the stand.
Mark's stand is not a great stand.
Now, Jabari, you were here for This Week in America, of course, for the show that we recorded on Friday. And I'm trying to really tease this. This was actually pretty intense stuff, wasn't it?
It was pretty high emotions.
Everybody was like getting into it, and everybody was fighting back, and it was really... I like the sizzle.
Gritty, yeah.
I like the sizzle a lot.
My favorite part was when Jabari said, F you, Oscar Santana, with the most passion I've ever heard.
Which is what, and I'm going to say with clear heads,
yes.
It's exactly what This Week in America needs.
I agree.
So
the
I
fire.
Think if you take anything away from what we did on Friday, take a little of that and move that into This Week. I say this to both you, Mr. Ronick.
Okay.
You, Mr. Diaz, and you, Jabari, I say, guys, put that into that show.
The hatred?
Start to eat each other up. Start to eat. What do we do? Seriously, I describe this show to a lot of people. I say each and every day, somebody, and is this? I think this is accurate.
What's that?
At least one of us, in some way, each and every day, will get his balls busted.
Yep.
Oh, sure. Oh, God.
Usually, I get a little every day, you know, because this is the nature of what I do. Mm-hmm. But everybody usually, at a certain point, has the spotlight, and I think that's what people want to hear.
It's what's written on our website. What is the show? I was asked to write a sentence. I said, it's topics of the day, clips of audio, and four guys busting each other's balls.
That's what we do.
The show.
The post-mortem for the This Week in America, which everybody can listen to, do we know what date that's going to air?
That should post on the 28th.
I think the 29th is that Friday.
Okay, you can put it up on Friday.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, Jabari, what are your thoughts on the postmortem from This Week in America? How did you feel after the show? Was there any lingering resentment?
Saturday, I was still pretty.
Sure. You were hot?
Sure.
Wow, really?
I woke up that morning and I was like, F that guy.
Yeah.
Me?
F that guy. Not a little bit.
It's important.
No, me too.
All right.
Me too.
As a tease.
And mostly Zoolander.
Just so we can tease.
Mostly Zoolander?
A lot of Zoolander.
Oh, see, that's great, though.
Yeah.
Because if it's Zoolander,
internal.
And I'm sorry to say that's great, but if it's, but if it's Zoolander, then it carries into your next This Week in America. And really, you know, because you we've got Zoolander who's quiet. We've got a girl who's quiet.
Almost silent.
We've got Oscar. We've got Mark, who, you know, he fancies himself the ringmaster of This Week in America.
Do you know what the great
And then
we've
got
like?
RJ, who has established himself as a horrible broadcast.
Mark is the blabbermouth.
Right.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Now, my question is this, because...
See you in Florida.
I'll be there. Don't worry.
There was lots of...
We'll be partying together, having a great time.
Plenty of ingress and egress. People came and go during America, so I didn't hear a lot of the venom. Came and went, I should say.
Yes.
Nice. I would like to know, what were the key things that really stuck in your craw, Jabari? Now, you don't need to reveal anything that will, you know, ruin people listening on the 29th, mm-hmm. but let's take this piece by piece. Let's start with Zoolander, because he means the least.
Well, I mean, when he gets drunk, he gets into that, I'm the golden boy.
Zoolander fancies himself a golden boy?
He dotes. He, like, bathes in it. So,
ooh,
when,
boy.
When Mike gets drunk, Mike's like, I love you, Zoolander. And Zoolander's like, yeah, I know. And you can only take so much of that.
That is awesome.
Well, anyway, you're going to hear all
ask,
the...
Can I ask a quick follow-up? What was the key problem you had with Mike?
Mike doting on Zoolander.
Okay. Yeah. So sure. It's that bromance. Sure. And then, I don't know if you
That's my gay side.
That's right.
And it didn't hurt. It didn't help at all that I showed up looking like I was like from the 1950s.
Well, you did look like the head porter.
Well, now, no, wait. Now, hold on a second.
You were dressed to impress.
I have to say one thing. And if I didn't, I hope I didn't say anything disparaging about your three-piece suit, because I like the fact that you dressed up for the
You
the
looked
party.
Great.
I think that speaks, but that's a good thing. That's a thumbs
it
up.
Didn't
like
that. That he looked like the head porter on a train?
Oh, that is so friggin' racist.
What? No.
That is
no, it's
a
not.
Porter on a train.
No, it's not.
That is like racist.
By the way,
he's red. That's the most racist thing you have ever said.
But I guarantee you, I
porter
said it
on a train. That's like Three Stooges.
I said it to Jabari before we were even drinking on Friday. I believe I asked you to show me to my compartment.
Hard to believe that came from the same guy who called Oscar Brownie on Friday.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, boys. Forgot about that.
Well, you will hear a wonderful show on the 28th.
And what is your key problem? What was the problem you had with Oscar?
He was a dickhole. Excuse me.
A dickhole.
That's quite a word. He was a jerk.
Okay.
I was a jerk.
But nothing specific?
I own it.
No, it was just jerk all around.
Okay.
Oscar, when he gets to that level of alcohol.
His dickhole level?
His dickhole. He was a dickhole.
Yeah, he was a dickhole.
You won't see him for 30 days.
30 days, Jerry!
30 days.
I will do now. I won't say any words, but I will do sort of a sound look impression of Oscar when he gets to that level of alcohol. Okay,
yes.
This is the way it goes, something like this. I gotta go.
And that's usually just preceded, if you wanted to graph it, like something in the USA Today, his open mouth drunken smile, which you will see all over the DVD. Mm-hmm. And when we were editing it, Mark and I said, look at the way Oscar's smiling.
Is it an open mouth drunken smile, or is it a childlike smile?
It is that.
I can do the smile, too. Here's the smile.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. It's full
That's
of whimsy
exactly
and childlike wonderment.
But it was, I just, there was something, you know, here we are, we're all busting each other's balls and with This Week in America, and it just, I'm sitting
there.
It
was there, awesome.
If
it was
you
great.
Looked at me and that, I'm probably sitting there in just a state of euphoria because there was so much sizzle and there was so much heat and everybody was going back and forth and Oscar was the catalyst. God love you. And it was just, and Jabari fought back beautifully,
which
I thought was great.
That's why Diana didn't want to go into the kitchen with me.
Yeah, because it was white hot.
I mean, she loved it.
Well, the other show will be airing Christmas week, also very good, and we'll get to hear why Rob's Secret Santa idea was the best idea ever.
Yeah, that's right.
We're looking forward to that.
It was terrific.
I loved the secret.
Thank you, Jabari.
You should. You got a gift.
It was fun. And
I got two, Buzz.
And now back to you. Now we had the big argument that we had with you, that I had with you, was I thought you were having an allergic reaction. You were insisting that it was a chemical burn.
That's right. Because having had them before, I would know more about that than you would.
Not necessarily, though. I stand by my medical. I think my medical credentials might be better than yours.
I think they are not.
But, I think that I actually, you fancy yourself an amateur doctor, but you know, I think I've taken pretty good care of myself.
Before you go
years.
Down that road, let us think about what was just said. Having had a chemical burn before, wouldn't that make you more careful? I've never had a chemical burn.
Generally, it does. But what happened is...
But are you still putting on lotion with a turkey baster? How does it get into your eye?
I was sloppy that morning, and because it was running around cooking the turkey, I was sweating, and so the stuff ran into my eyes. Oh. Once it's in there, it burns the surface of your eye, and that injury remains until the injury heals.
Kind of like when you have suntan lotion on, or you have sunblock on, and you're at the beach, and you start sweating when it gets in your eye.
That stings like hell, doesn't it?
But does that last all day long?
Does that cause your sinuses to shut down and your face to puff up?
Whenever you cry, your eyes water. Have you ever noticed? You ever noticed that you get?
Do I notice I cry every day?
And 20 minutes from now, it'll
be
gone.
Have you not noticed that your nose gets stuffy when that happens?
Yes.
Well, that's what happened there. That's exactly.
It
and that's
seemed
all.
More,
nothing more, nothing less.
You know, all I know.
But it was very, very painful.
Like 5 or 6 times during the course of the show. Mm-hmm. Quincy music.
I was curled up.
I looked over at you, and you're just going.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You were rubbing your face. Yes. And it just seemed to me that was more that a chemical. And this is the same fight we had on the other show that I thought the chemical burn would be more acute and that it would burn the
localized.
Eye. Yeah, a little more localized. And I thought it was kind of manifesting itself throughout your face, And
but what happens is you scrunch up your face in discomfort there. And so after a while, I begin massaging the muscles around my eyes. Because they're all clenched
was
up.
Was there a moment where Marcia wished to stay a little longer, but you needed to go because you were in distress?
Yeah, I think that's the case.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Were you pointing at her and telling her that?
Yes.
Some people observed that and pointed that out to me that you were going, Marcia, right now.
There were a couple of things going on. She thought that would be a good time to start texting people.
So you didn't linger very long after
she texting?
I could not. I went straight home. I went to bed. I closed the blinds in the bedroom, made it really, really dark and slept for 2 hours. When I woke up, my eyes felt somewhat better.
Was
and
she texting physicians?
That night, they were fine.
Texting like a poison control center? Was she texting?
She was texting her brother, but it just was ill timing, I think.
All right, so did I miss
you
anything?
Also, before you close the book on Buzz, I'm surprised he wasn't helped by the fact that you medicated him.
How did I medicate
That's true.
Him?
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember?
You did try to help.
What did I do?
You gave him some an analgesic, a painkiller.
That's right. Incidentally, based on that insulin, did you take those home?
No, I just took that one.
Okay, we have to have this show, and this will be, and I'm not giving any of these out, and they're going to be destroyed. But I promise you that this week, I think we can do this on Tuesday or Wednesday. We can have my drug corner, and I will go through, which I really need to do, and throw them all away. Yeah. I will go through this house, and I will collect. All of the narcotics that I have been prescribed over the last year.
I was shocked because, like many people, you don't keep your medicine in the medicine cabinet. You keep it in a kitchen cabinet because I think that's where we most people medicate.
Absolutely, and I don't have small children running around.
When you went into your kitchen cabinet, Mike, the pills are not just stacked too high. They're laying down. You've got every crevasse filled with bottles
like
of pills.
Like a spice rack.
It looked like Elvis's house.
Some of the good ones. I probably shouldn't say this out loud.
No, I'm sure you're fine.
I have tranquilizers. I have painkillers.
Yes.
I have antibiotics.
And those are just in the marital aid section.
I know that at some point I had I know that our doctor gave me some Viagra. But I mean, it was like in a paper bag or something.
Right.
So I don't know whether I threw that away.
Normally, it comes in a pill form.
You're not going to throw any of this away.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't know. Drugs last a long time.
Buzz is about to put a sieve at the base of your toilet.
I'm twitching
so
again.
So he can get all the pills.
Well, and you can't flush them because that actually then goes into our water supply.
That's fine.
Yes. No, it isn't.
Well, come on.
I'll flush them
because
he wants them all.
So I've got that, and anything else that I missed at the party? Because I think I've covered everything.
We had Secret Santa.
The potty.
That was great.
And Mike once again.
Oh, and I have to apologize to RJ. I was really mean to RJ about my cigars. And apparently,
what else is new, Mike?
Carla said that RJ asked her what kind of cigars I smoked, and she gave him the cigars, and I was just like, I think maybe because I was so happy with your gift last year that
I knew I wasn't going to be able to fix that.
Can I tell you whose gift I love the most this year?
I think I know the truth.
I do. Buzzes.
Yeah.
The gloves.
Yeah.
The Red Sox work gloves.
I thought sure he was going to talk about the photograph.
I am so, no.
Oh, the one he threw in the trash can?
No, I don't like you and Mark with Santa.
Oh, dear.
Mark's got it
That's
set up.
Sad.
Over there.
There's so much thought went into that.
Let me get my plate out of the way.
I think everyone had a nice present.
Play with his gloves.
Yeah, I love mine.
Well, you were you were gonna wipe part of your anatomy with the one I gave you.
Yeah, because it was a cheap present.
And you're not even using yours.
But see, that was, you should be mad at Rob because that was his rule.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You're not even using your present today, Oscar.
I'm not.
They're right there.
Because they're a little loud right now. So I'm going
to adjust them down. Yes, yes. And I did want, I thought it was very nice. Christmas is all about
sharing. Thank you so much.
And the other gift I gave you, the box of candy bars, you regifted within 4 seconds in front of my face.
That's right.
And that is truly generosity.
It's the gratitude.
Guys, you don't
love.
Understand. These next 30 days are going to be amazing for all of us.
Yeah. What the does that mean?
You're going to go through New Year's Eve. You're not going to have a cocktail on New Year's Eve.
I can't. I have been such an a-hole and been so irresponsible that I need this for myself.
Who were you rudest to on Saturday night?
I would say my date at the time. The same date I brought here.
The one that you left.
I left her in Vienna, Virginia. Like, you just can't do that to
she
people.
Was very nice.
You abandoned her?
Yeah, we cabbed down together, and I left her.
And she's still wandering
in Vienna,
among the, she's still wandering among the brown buildings, Mike.
But you do that. You
I
split. You
that,
just
though.
Go where you want to go.
Mike is right, because, you know, we've said it before that Mark is the rememberer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you are
the forgetter.
The abandoner.
Oh,
that's true.
I don't like it. You know what I don't like? I like having
don't
a drink.
Don't like boxes of candy bars given to
and
you?
And I like hanging out with my friends.
Right.
But I get to a certain point where I drink, and I think everybody has their certain point, but I constantly pass it. I constantly make these mistakes.
Yes.
And for me, when I woke up on...
He drives over the cliff every time.
Sunday morning,
I
said...
He's the Wile E. Coyote of Bolivia.
I said, this is it. Like, I have to, like, get my life back on track.
Make no mistake about it.
Well, there's some people that can and some people that can't. And I mean, you do go to a... But I mean, like, on the road trip, you know, you abandoned us on the road trip at one point. But I mean, I didn't see you get to that blackout level on the road trip.
It's a hard liquor that does it. Like,
but then again,
the
and we all, and I actually, you know, I'm very pleased that, you know, even as much as Rob and I had on our party, I kind of kept together.
You guys were awesome.
You got to constantly monitor it because you can go too far.
It really is. It's like a NASA operation. It's not anything you can put on autopilot. I drank enough that Carrie was sick of me complaining about the dog eating the fruitcake on the ride home. Because, you know, you do
get to the point
where you sort of get to the inner groove of an LP, and you've only got one thought. And she said, again, enough. The dog ate them. It's done.
Get over it.
I said, but three of them.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I know.
What's the over-under on Oscar's 30-day
I've done it before. I've done it before. It's not a problem.
But it's the holidays.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
He'll drink tonight.
A sensitive topic.
Chance.
Oh.
You're debating whether to bring this up. You're mulling over whether
just
this should be discussed.
Who cares?
Really looking stressed.
I had some of the fruitcake.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy.
Oh, okay.
I just thought last year's was a little better.
I agree.
You agree?
I do.
So we're not going to have a debate.
No.
Rob knows I'm a connoisseur of that.
Yeah. And you know what?
That's why that was hard to say.
I understand. I think, and it's a little dry.
Drier?
A little dry.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Wait, the saliva didn't help?
Yeah, I was going to say, even soaking it in dog spit.
Here's
even
the difference. Here's the difference. Huh? This is the difference. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, I remember, I went into the refrigerator,
like,
and there was the sealed non-Carla fruitcake, because I know the other one has beluga snot on it, and I look at it, and
that's what makes it a Carla fruitcake.
And I dive into it, and last year, I had a bite of that fruitcake, and I wanted to have like five of them.
Yeah.
And you know what?
This year, I had my fruitcake, and I'm like, thank you.
Allow me to say this, I'm not ashamed of them.
Yes.
But.
incidentally, I have nothing but respect the way you're handling this.
Well, and you know what? Well, God, I've had this discussion with my mother. I've had it with Carrie.
Yes.
I might have probably gotten into this on the ride home, too. This might have been another inner groove thing. Is that it's not quite as moist. And I talked to my mom, and I think it's because we didn't soak the cherries.
Why didn't you soak the cherries?
Rob, I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry, Mike. You know what?
I'm so sorry.
When we first made fruitcakes 10 years ago, they were inedible. It was a flipping disaster. And what's happened is every year it's gotten a little bit better. It only makes sense that there would be a backward step occasionally.
It
was almost
not
like
a bad batch. The flavor
plateau.
Is exceptional.
It's a plateau.
It was almost like the moisture all went to the top and they were a little oily and greasy at the top.
At the top? Really?
That it was like they kind of had like
Are you
a,
sure that wasn't dog snot?
No, that was not dog snot.
Hmm.
But I mean, I just, yeah. They,
if
that's
anything,
the
moisture should be in the bottom.
The flavor was good, but they need. So what do? You soak the cherries?
Because of the dried fruit. The dried fruits that go into it are raisins, dates.
I have a fix.
Buzz has a fix that we'll have in just a moment, which is actually lotion.
You're very surprisingly close.
And dried cherries. Now, right. Dried cherries was a new addition last year. Mm-hmm. And last year I soaked the cherries. This year I neglected to.
Ah.
And I think that's where I...
How dare you?
And because if it's a piece of dried fruit, it's going to suck moisture out.
Add a thin layer of butter, and it will replace the missing moisture, and you will be in fruitcake heaven.
Where do you put the butter? On top of the cake?
As you slice it.
As a slice. You slice it and butter it like a slice of bread.
Really?
You see, my favorite way to serve it is a variant on that. I like a little Ready Whip on it. I think that's the best way to serve it.
Yeah. I like it with just a touch of heroin. We will take a break.
Which you have in your cabinet.
It's in your cabinet.
When we come back, it's Rob and his magic audio vault. I didn't get to bitch about banks today, but I can do that another time.
There'll be time.
Do that tomorrow, Ms. Hathaway.
Audio vault coming up. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault as we listen to this gay marching music.
Nutcracker. You're the one that was going on and on about the Boston Pops.
Brought to you by MC Ginsburg.
How dare you and your dry mouth. Maybe
year.
If I drank 8 quarts of liquor, my fruitcake would taste dry too.
Give a truly unique gift to that special someone. MC Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds or any work of art you create. Mm-hmm. If you need an object or dream up an object, turn to MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. MCGinsburg.com or click their ad on our website and let's open up the audio vault for Monday, December 19th, 2011.
Let's talk Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry,
do you want to hear the clip first? No, I just have the clip isolated, and then we'll need your opinion on it.
Woman who does not deserve to be on television.
Whoopi farted on Friday on The View.
Wow.
And the thing that's so great about it is it was not ignored, and it was exceptionally well mic'd.
It's like they mic'd it.
Yeah, where does she wear that lav, by the way?
I'd love to know where that lavalier microphone was mounted.
Anyway, here is the moment in context. They were talking to Claire Danes, who just keeps getting skinnier and skinnier. Mm-hmm. Here's Whoopi and Breaking Wind on The View.
We're still kind of redefining ourselves. Our identity was really questioned, and I think it explores that in a really smart way.
Excuse me.
You're so cute.
All right, so Mark and I actually watched this in the kitchen because I had the View TiVo from Friday, and I said, "Come on in and let's see this," because you know, once something gets to YouTube, it gets so crapped up, and you got to see a commercial before
you got to see it pure.
Then it's like the E Entertainment coverage of it. I don't want that. Right, I want the raw tape. I want to see it. So I had the raw tape in the kitchen.
The raw fart.
I want to see what's going to happen. And what I'm looking forward to is A, the fart, but then B, like a comedy gold where they're gonna go on, that can't happen when you have Sherry Shepherd on a show.
Nope.
Because Sherry Shepherd is so goddamn obsessed with getting to her next point that she's been prepped by from her prep service, from the producers that feed her the information, because I don't think she has an original thought in her head. Mm-hmm. And I was so pissed because they glossed over it.
Mm-hmm. Gone.
And it looked like Joy Behar wanted to do 20 minutes
on it. And you know what? I'm no great fan of Behar, but Behar could have done 20 minutes on it.
And you knew she wanted to.
Yeah.
And instead, they move past this. If this, first of all, now I don't know, and I don't want to sound sexist here, but do you think on, with a bunch of guys, that might have lingered longer?
Yes, of course. Well,
that they glossed over it because
absolutely.
It was women.
Let's hear the moment again.
Yeah.
A little zipper.
Yeah.
And what's funny is she actually had a gesture. I know this isn't good for radio, but she actually took her two hands
and pulled. Wow.
When she farted and then released.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was just like a lost moment. Yeah. Yes, the fart was there, but I was very disappointed that they couldn't spend more time on it.
I think that has to do with the fact that they are not very good broadcasters, overtrained to stick to what they just can't. They can't riff.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
They can rip, but not rip.
Exactly.
And they have one of my favorite stars of one of my favorite shows on there, Claire Danes on Homeland. Yeah. That's incredible.
But she's too skinny now.
Yeah, she's all right.
All right, Mike. In life, he was the leader of, was it North or South Korea?
North.
North.
Yeah. South Korea, they're friends.
That's
right?
How is Rob's friend. Seriously.
Wow.
No, seriously. Jesus. He won't really know that. He'll know it if he stops and thinks about it, but his brain is not programmed
that way. No, it's because he's a Chinaman.
No, he is a Chinaman. And
that's true
that's
also.
What
what I'm rooting for is a merger. Wouldn't it make things easier if we just went back to having one Korea? Anyway, with the passing of Kim Jong-il, which is sad, right?
Yes.
Yes. I would like to revisit one of his greatest moments from the movie, Team America.
Finally, Now you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change! God damn it, open your fucking ears.
And of course, Mike, in Team America, he had a very poignant song. Do you recall the song?
Yeah. No, I don't.
It's beautiful.
I'm so lonely. Yeah.
My theme song.
So lonely.
All over the internet.
So lonely inside, real alone. There's no one, just me only. Sitting on my rental phone.
And I do believe that they lobbied for an Oscar nod for Best Original Song that they did not get. Now he's.
Do you have the people mourning publicly?
I don't
crying,
have that.
The
no.
weeping, the sobbing.
Right, turn it down. Let me see if I can get some for you here.
All right. You know, we could plug in directly.
Dear Leader is gone.
Can we plug in?
Yeah, of course.
His people are starving. Dear Leader is gone.
You know, I don't know if we can plug in.
He's got to have a headphone.
But he somehow managed to convince his people that they were among the most advanced civilizations on the planet, even though they're starving to death, and now they're in tears because their Dear Leader Kim Jong-il has passed away.
This is...
Here's the reaction.
This is really subhuman to be laughing at this, but this is collectively... Out in the public square,
they've been misled.
People that have this mourning, and there are hundreds and thousands of people that are doing this. Now, when we look at this and go, hey, that's really weird. Mm-hmm. Well, we had the same thing when leaders in this country passed away.
But our leaders weren't trying to make sure that we had miserable lives.
That's right, and you don't have millions and millions of people who have starved to death
that's
in the country.
Unlike
can
now.
We get that any louder?
Do you have volume on that?
Max.
Mass weeping.
Mass weeping.
For a bad guy.
In like public squares.
Right.
And let's listen.
Sad.
It shows how people can be misled.
Yes. Thank you very much.
It sounds like the America crew after last night.
It was a rough day for both. Nice.
All right. Thank you very much.
Now, he's being replaced by his son, Kim Jong something else, right? Kim Jong-un. And we actually have tape of the son, which is, this is going to be the guy who's running things, and he's young. Uh-huh. How old is he? Like, he looks
22,
like he's 26.
He's in his 20s. We know that.
Anyway, so this young kid is going to be running everything, Mike, and it frankly, it concerns me. But here's tape of the son. I apologize about the quality, but it is from another country.
The good news is the North Koreans will be less hungry from
they
now
will,
on.
They sure will.
Actually, they get samples.
There is one thing that they seem concerned about with the Korean news agencies, Mike, and the fact that Christmas is right around the corner.
So close.
You only have 6 days.
6 days left for Christmas shopping.
6 days left to fill the stocking.
6 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 6 days more.
Hey, Whoopi.
Hi there.
Hi.
The Christmas shopping days are clicking off. Only 6 days left. So you better hurry, 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 hurry.
Oh, repeating himself.
Hi there.
While we're talking Chinaman,
yes,
which we were,
mm-hmm.
I found a wonderful performer on YouTube, and you can find him on our YouTube page. He's a singer. And I thought it might be nice to give you a Christmas song, because that is, tis the season, Mike.
Yes, tis the season to be yolly.
And this you can eventually blow up, because it's not the jingle, but I do want you to hear this man's take on a Mariah Carey song that we all enjoy.
Okay.
All I for Christmas, Daddy, just one thing I need. I don't care about the present underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. My promise come true.
That's fine. Perfect pitch.
Yeah.
Just not so good to listen to.
Perfect pitch. Does he get into it?
Yeah, he does get into it here. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Daddy,
just one thing I need.
Dude.
I don't care about the
thank you.
Do we have time? time for one more?
One more, and then let's get the news with Buzz.
All right, breaking news about the people in college, and Conan O'Brien has this to say.
A new report that just came out shows that in order to pay their way through college, more and more students are turning to the sex industry.
I love the audience. Yeah. Not
quite. So parents, you should be worried if your kids tell you they were up all night cramming.
That is your magic audio vault. Thank you
very much, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
I want to see Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. He wants to meet old Santa Claus.
Well, now, what is this one? Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys' Santa's Beard, it's called.
I've never heard this one.
Me neither.
It's a deep cut.
Santa's Beard.
It's about a kid that goes to see Santa Claus at the department store, and he pulls the beard off. And when he looks to the parent is like, you know, flipping out. And he says, don't worry, he's just helping Santa Claus.
Okay, very good. Let's get Buzz in here with the news. Take it away, Buzz. The eyes are fine.
The eyes are perfect.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
The
well,
eyes
well.
Have it.
Let's move forward.
Brought to you today by the Road Trip 2011 DVD. It's a feature-length movie of our trip to Iowa and a bonus disc of Karaoke Night, plus the three shows we did on the road. You can get just the DVD or get it with selected 2012 VIP memberships.
Now this Road Trip DVD that we did,
yes.
And we put, we're very proud of
the
it. We think it's very funny. Look, is this going to win an Academy Award? No, it's not. But what it is going to do,
Golden Globe.
It's going to make you laugh.
That's
and I am prepared to offer this kind of commitment. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't make you laugh, you're just not a funny person.
That's right.
Yeah, I understand. You don't know from, and you know what? If you don't laugh at this, you don't know from funny.
You don't know from funny, and you know, they're out there, they're slickly packaged, and then pop it open. I'm not sure whether you're going to get Christmas delivery now if you order it today, fact is, you know, you're still pumping them out, right?
Yeah, I'm still, for example, over the weekend, everything from over the weekend is shipping out today.
That's good
and this
stuff.
Is priority stuff.
Priority mail,
it'll,
so
it'll
you'll get
to
it.
2 to 3 days.
Locally, I think some people will still get it. And there's still time for Hanukkah as well.
You know, you do have a chance. So if you want to get that as a last-minute Christmas gift, please do. That's how we monetize this show, folks.
Yep.
And we'd like to hit our number. We're not there yet. And
no.
We really want to get to that magic number that we have to sell as many of these as we possibly can. So if you do like this show, if we've ever given you a laugh, if we've given you a chuckle, we think we're going to give you a big one if you get this DVD. Please order our DVD and do it as soon as you can, because this is our end-of-the-year fundraiser, as well as being something we think is very, very fun.
You will laugh until you she.
Well, here's the deal. This two-disc set, 3 hours of entertainment, just $20 plus shipping.
$20.
Order a dozen of them while you're at it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where we left things on Friday, it appeared that Congress had worked out its differences on a crucial to-do list, but naturally, the wheels came off over the weekend. Lawmakers from both parties had agreed to extend the middle-class tax cut into next year and to keep the government running, even if it was just for 2 more months. But House Republicans say they want a year-long solution and an oil pipeline, so the lack of progress continues.
You need the Adjustment Bureau.
Right.
Maybe we need an oil pipeline to make those fruitcakes moist.
Yeah. You
just
feel, you know,
butter is fine.
I'm really so glad that we didn't have a
yeah,
big
you gotta let
you know
it
what?
Go.
I'm
you
glad
know
you weren't hurt.
It right. makes
well,
me
he knows how much I really
yeah,
love him.
Right.
I knew it was happening,
mm-hmm.
and just it kills me. I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate that it happens.
It's not a failure.
Something to shoot for next year.
If I'm alive.
Unemployment has been ticking downward lately, but House Speaker John Boehner says none of that credit goes to Obama. Boehner says the numbers are down because demoralized Americans
that's how it's spelled.
Have given up hope of finding work and have fallen off the job search list. Boehner told Meet the Press yesterday he'll continue to work with the president, even though he believes, and I quote, the president's policies continue to hold back the economy.
Man, if you don't think we live in a sick world, watch 60 Minutes from last night and you'll see just how sick it is in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are tearing down houses to improve the value of other houses in the neighborhood.
Right.
Perfectly good houses being torn down because they've been abandoned. And when they get abandoned, they get vandalized
mm-hmm.
and they get. It is so twisted.
It's
and this
real.
Is all because the banks are a bunch of dicks. And
the
I
banks,
swear to God,
the banks gave loans.
You know what? Really, when you look at the way the banks have screwed this country,
mm-hmm.
where they started out by you know, by giving this money to people that did not deserve this money, and they caused the problem mm-hmm. because they wanted to make their fees and they wanted to make their commissions, and now that the whole thing is one giant S storm, the banks are like, well, we don't want anything to do with that. And you know, and I still get letters from the bank that you know the bankers are dickholes.
They are.
You're right, Rob.
They really
they
are.
They are.
Don't bank with Potter. a bank with the good guys.
Well, yeah, right? But the good guys are hard to find.
Your money's in Martini's house?
There's a website called, I think it's Bank Locally or something. I don't know. Google Bank Locally, and you'll find websites that will guide you to good locally owned banks and credit unions instead of for your credit cards. Yeah. Instead of going to the big banks, go to a credit union.
It frustrates me when you've got these people that are tearing down houses where people are being foreclosed on and having to move out of houses, and meanwhile, they're going in because of property values and bulldozing houses. It is sick. It is twisted.
And we've been to Cleveland. What they should be tearing down is that motel we stayed in.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Kim Jong dead. North Korea's precocious pint-sized leader died of a heart attack over the weekend, leaving an unstable country even more unstable. The reins now go to his 20-something-year-old son, who will likely be overpowered by that country's military leadership. President Obama was up much of the night talking with, among other people, the president of South Korea. Here's a bit of that conversation now.
Actually, do we have any intel on what's going to happen? Could this be good? Could some good come out of this? Could this be a regime change situation?
I don't hear anyone expecting that. Yeah. There's a lot of uncertainty. At best, I think we can hope for things to stay the same. They did fire a test missile upon Kim Jong-il's death. The question is, will they fire more, or was that just a celebratory fireworks? We really don't know.
Regarding the regime change, what I heard is that with the sun in power, our shirts will be ready Thursday after 5.
Oh, God. There he goes. Wow.
Couldn't help it.
We have been watching Porter. A bizarre mystery.
Stop it. That was really a tribute.
Brownie. That was terrible.
We've been watching a bizarre mystery out of Cartersville, Georgia, north of Atlanta. Syringe needles keep turning up in the clothing section of a Walmart there. Two more were found over the weekend. 9 needles have been found so far in nightgowns, men's sweatshirts, and stacks of jeans.
I blame forgetful diabetics.
It started about a month ago, and at least 2 customers have gotten poked so far, with Walmart picking up the medical bills. The store says it has a team monitoring the surveillance video, but a month and 9 stabbings later, still no suspects.
Needles are great.
Now, as a refresher,
you stupid prick.
British colonists came to this country to be free to worship as they wish with a separate church and state and no official government-sanctioned religion. Over time, that's been twisted into this country being founded on Christianity, which it wasn't. In recent years, the Supreme Court has made it clear that church and state should remain separate as the founding fathers intended. But that upsets Christians who want to erect nativity scenes in places like the lawn of the Henderson County Courthouse in Athens, Texas, where thousands of people turned out yesterday to defend their display. Quoting a confused Baptist minister there, "It seems no longer acceptable to express the doctrines of our faith in the nation that was founded upon those same doctrines."
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Just leave that alone. You know, and also at the same time,
set it up somewhere else.
Or put it up and don't bitch about it. But put it up and don't come out and say what you just said, which is the thing about, hey, this nation was founded in the, and it's a, it, it didn't we learn that? Wasn't that one of the first things? Separation of church and state.
Yes. Why they came here.
Completely.
Yes, we got away from that.
And we're getting dumber.
Confused.
God.
Finally, from the home office, this will clarify everything. Sex-cruising gays don't die. They move to Florida. Vice cops in Fort Myers over the weekend arrested 3 men at Bunch. Is it Bunch or Bunchy Beach? Bunch Beach for lewd behavior.
What are you looking at me like? I go surfing down
well,
there.
Well, you know the area.
You're
I thought
local.
You'd know the yeah. beach.
I've never
bunch
heard of that.
Bunchy
I've gone to
Bunch
Fort,
Beach.
Fort Myers Beach.
Go on down to the shore, Mike, and grab a bunch.
Well, they're in the Fort Myer area, Bunch Beach for lewd behavior. These guys were busted, 3 of them.
Oh, dear.
The youngest of the guys arrested, 62. The oldest, 81. The owner of the Mons Venus strip club in Tampa has come out in support of the Occupy protesters. He actually owns a local park, and he's letting the protesters use it. Quoting Joe Redner, "I'm the 1%, and I think I should pay more taxes."
Amen.
A man was evicted from a McDonald's in Martin County, Florida, the other day because he was hanging around the play area and just smelled horrible. The investigating officer says the man could not sign the trespass warning because his hands were, quote, covered with feces.
Oh, God.
And not far from Land O'Lakes, Florida, a man told his date he needed her keys so he could run out to the car and get something. After he was gone for a while, the woman called his cell to ask what was up. His answer, "I stole your car." He's now behind bars. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today brought to you by Mangrates, the Mangrates Grill Enhancement System, a slam dunk holiday gift for any griller. Get that today. What's your cutoff time on your Mangrates?
Today.
Today. Yeah, you want to get those Mangrates out for Christmas time? Make sure you do it today. Mangrate, 8 pounds, 100% made in America cast iron. They seal in the juices, give steakhouse grill marks, and they come with the world's best grill brush.
In life, Kim Jong-il used it on his hair.
Thank you. Bearing the logo of the Mike O'Mara Show, the grill brush is fantastic. Mangrates, $19.99 each plus shipping and handling. Get your Mangrate right here at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
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 Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.